You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Memorial Day weekend. Time to light up that grill. Handle up on that business. I think there's going to be a lot of turkey burgers and a lot of veggie burgers on the grill this year.
Beef too high?
Boy, look. Either that or you're going to have a meatball sized burger. Sliders.
Slider, ain't nothing wrong with that. Cut down on the calories.
Longhorn Steakhouse has launched a social media hotline for grilling advice. You looking for them to tell you how to get it together?
Nah, I don't. If I want to call somebody for grilling, it ain't gonna be them. No offense to them, but we are in the home of the master grillers in Kansas City, so I'll just call up my Uncle Keith or somebody.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Members of Kansas City's council overwhelmingly approved a package of ordinances that will allow restaurants to offer expanded outdoor seating on sidewalks and parking lots.
I like that.
So when you go to Westport, you're going to see mad tables and chairs outside.
Nothing wrong with that.
P&L, they're going to be shuttering down 14th Street from Main to Walnut and then Walnut to Grand to car traffic so that the restaurants can offer that patio pimping vibe.
That's a nice little date idea, you know, get your little boo, you know, be like, hey, we ain't gonna let this corona stop us from getting out, being sociable, go out and get you a nice little meal on the patio. I like that.
I know you dated before at the Char Bar. That's one of the restaurants that are going to be doing that. Are you taking a young missy out this weekend to the Char Bar?
No, I'm not. I have no plans. I know you got some entertaining to do.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Keep that to myself.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-70s. Showers on the way. Mostly cloudy at 62 right now in Belton. Shade was popping.
Well, Alicia Keys has decided to postpone her Alicia World Tour.
Yo, you can't believe how bummed out I am that we have to postpone the Alicia World Tour. Yo, look, I know we all feel the same, and we've been all been waiting patient to see where the world is going. But right now, you know, our safety and the health of my beautiful fam is the most important. Just trust me and know that I can't wait to be with you. I miss you so much. Until I see you again, I adore you.
The way she talks, it almost feels like mad intimate. Did you notice that? Like, I almost felt like read up on or something. Like,
I feel like she was trying to be like Beyonce.
You think?
Yeah.
Isn't Alicia Keys first or no?
What you mean?
Like on the scene. Was Alicia Keys before Beyonce?
No, Beyonce came out in 98 with Destiny's Child. And then Alicia Keys came out in 01.
Okay.
With Fallin'.
Look at you with your little music encyclopedia.
That's what I do, man.
I got all of them.
Folks are saying Teyana Taylor might be pregnant.
Probably wouldn't have nothing to do with Junie saying it, huh?
Mommy.
Yeah, girl.
Why don't we kiss that baby?
Who the daddy?
Brian.
You're not my dad!
She's a married woman. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Test tube, baby!
I don't like that. Lil Boosie is addressing child support he's allegedly owed. The Louisiana Attorney General is apparently filing a suit against him for back child support. I ain't know the state could sue you. Does that mean that the mama getting money from them or something?
I don't know, but this is bad news for Future, though.
Why?
He's a bum. Oh, well, he don't live in Louisiana, huh?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, wrap it up.
for you people that be in my DM saying I'm a deadbeat dad. Y'all got me effed up. I've never missed a child support payment with none of my kids. My child wants for nothing. I've never missed a payment.
All of them lying on me.
That's what he posted on Instagram.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
He continued to say, my child works for he daddy and makes her own money. She just wants back to BR with by the rack. 11 years old from working. Her and my boys. I'm reading exactly what it says, too. It's not making a lot of sense.
I know it's hard to read.
I'm not going to drag my BM because this out her character. But woman who say they are happily married shouldn't be doing stuff like this. It's sad.
All of them lying on me.
He better be glad that, you know, he ain't getting another phone call from the state.
About that having his child molested by that lady.
Exactly. Yeah, he walking on thin ice. He better chill out.
Sheck West, do I like him? I've never said anything about his music.
No.
Did you know sometimes I'll be doing other stuff and I'll look up. I'll be like, Brian, who is that?
You know about Mo Bamba?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
That was a big song. It was, for a time. He was arrested on Wednesday during a traffic stop in Harlem. He was driving a 2019 Lamborghini with three of his friends when he was... Them Lamborghinis are small. It was four of y'all in the Lambo? They must all been like 5'7".
Maybe. You know these superstars be little.
He must be 5'7". Cops searched the vehicle after smelling that Mary Jane. During the search, they reportedly found... loaded 9mm Smith & Wesson, which is not good because in New York, if you get caught with a gun, you don't. It's over.
That's like automatic 2 years,
yeah,
right?
It's over. Sheck and his passengers were charged with felony possession of a loaded firearm and misdemeanor possession of marijuana. He's only 21.
Yeah.
He was also cited for not having a driver's license.
Wow. Well, my brother?
My mother drove around in New York without a driver's license. She was in her 30s.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is it hard to get one, or is it like you just don't feel like doing all that?
Exactly.
I get it.
My grandmother never drove a day in her life, period.
But when you got
she never did.
When you got a foreign car, Lamborghini, you know, whatever he has,
you have paperwork, right?
Yeah, you gotta be
especially
legit at all times.
Especially if
you're
rolling
through
Harlem.
Man, in uptown Harlem, right? Where the real money makers at?
Well, Harlem's not the same. They got Starbucks and outdoor cafes.
Really? It's like that now? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Outdoor
they done gentrified Harlem?
Yes. It's very close. Harlem is in Manhattan. So if you think about it, where all the business is being done, people don't want to go out to Long Island anymore. They want to be right there.
It's uptown, though. It's uptown, baby.
It is. And it's right there in the epicenter of everything.
So you mean to tell me, right by the Apollo Theater is a Starbucks right next to it?
I'm not saying it's right next to the Apollo, but it's one in Harlem.
Save New York, Shay. Save it.
This is what's going on all over the world.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because every morning these women at my job won't be mad at me because I got to shut the bathroom down for over an hour or more. I'm a giant. Every morning I got to go here and clean these women's restrooms. I mean, man, you won't believe it, man. I mean, I can't understand some of these women, how nasty they are. They got feminine products all in the toilet, blood all up and down the side of the toilet. Really? It's just a mess.
Women nasty. I ain't even going to refute him. Chicks is nasty. When I went away to college, I was disgusted.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. Hey, I can go in here. You won't believe what you see in these. I mean, and then I say, y'all got nerve to be rolling your eyes mad at me because y'all, I ain't got to clean it, but I mean, y'all do want it clean. I mean, it's ridiculous. They want to roll their eyes at me. You know, it's crazy.
That's right. You roll your eyes back. Brian will teach you.
Excuse me.
ain't gonna do all that shit.
You done crossed the line, man. Hey, man, don't pay no attention to her. You're doing a thankless job, but you're doing a great job, fam. Keep doing it. They'll thank you when the bathroom is not clean. Trust me, they will, fam.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. But this Friday, they really gonna be mad because I might leave up an hour and a half just because they want to come out and be looking at me all crazy when I come out of the bathroom.
Passive aggressive. Right. Look at that. All right, my brother. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Happy Memorial Day, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Shay. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Casey Tenants is a grassroots organization. They're asking for an extension of the moratorium on eviction. Evictions will restart June 1st. And see if we can get them on the show for next week to talk more about that.
We need it.
The man who took the cell phone video of Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting in Georgia in February has been charged with murder, as well as attempt to commit false imprisonment. The video was taken by 50-year-old William Roddy Bryan Jr. The video leaked earlier this month, sparking outrage and led to the arrest of the two murderers, the McMichael murderers, Gregory, who's 64, and 34-year-old Travis McMichael.
You know, Shay, there's no way that you could convince me that this guy didn't have anything to do with it. You cannot convince me of that.
He went on a tour and talked to every news outlet and said, hey, I just so happened to be recording. He tried to say he didn't really even know them. The Glynn County Police Report says that Gregory McMichaels, that's the daddy, told an officer that Arbery at one point began running back into the direction from which he came, and that's when Roddy attempted to block him, and he was unsuccessful in that attempt. So Brian's attorney is saying that he is not involved in this, and he has never been more than a witness to this shooting. He went on to say he is not a vigilante. Roddy did not participate in the horrific killing of this young man.
To the point that you made last week, to where there was no reaction from him, how many times have we seen videos, and we've all seen it on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever, of people recording a fight or something, or when a big punch happens, or when something unexpected happens, they usually run, or there's a scream or a gasping of the breath. There was nothing. No reaction from him, to your point.
I'm glad that more movement is being made in this case. I won't be satisfied until there is a conviction.
But why do we have to go through all of this? If it was the other way around, you already know what would have happened. Within a week, within a month, something would have happened. Why does it have to take all of this video evidence? Why? How come he wasn't put under arrest like the other two guys? I'm sick of it, man.
These are questions that I don't know we can get an answer to quickly. It's the construct of the way things have been set up in this country before you and I were even thought of. But it's going to take solidarity on behalf of all Americans to scream out in outrage and say that this is not right.
Keywords, all Americans.
We all have to say that what's good for one is good for the other. That the same level of innocence that you say innocent until proven guilty applies to everyone in this country at all times, and that the same set of rules have to be applied equally. It can't be if this person is a former police officer, or if this person is known to have petty crimes, or if this person does that, then they have a different set of rules.
It's another thing I'm sick of. Why do they have to dig up his past and bring up a minor shoplifting incident from 2017?
Because it makes a reasoning. So when...
I'm sick of it, man.
When it doesn't...
We're the victims.
When the conviction doesn't happen, then you can say, well, this is why. But, you know, I'm just prayerful that, you know, as these kinds of cases come up, more and more people's eyes are being opened to what's going on and how the justice system sometimes is not blind, even though she's wearing a blindfold. Sometimes it's not blind.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Class of 2020 week on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine kicks off on Tuesday with the Kansas City Public School District, East, Northeast, Lincoln, Prep, Paseo, Central, Northeast. Then on Wednesday, we'll be acknowledging Hickman Mills School District in Ruskin High. Thursday, KCK Public Schools, J.C. Harmon, Schlegel, Sumner, Washington, Wyandotte. And on Friday, Raytown School District and Raytown South will receive the love.
Go on and get your diplomas.
Oh, Lord. Governor Mike Parsons spoke at an in-person graduation ceremony on yesterday for his granddaughter, along with 42 seniors. Social distancing requirements are still in place, with most of Missouri's 555 public and charter schools doing drive-through graduations. Must be good to be the governor. A woman in Ohio threw a graduation party for her daughter. Police said that she had 20 to 30 guests. She says she had more like 15. So she was cited and fined. So her contention is, well, shouldn't they have warned me first? Or do you just get straight up sanctions if you're caught by the police, Brian?
I often like to side on the warning side. I particularly would like that first. But my other side of me is thinking, it's like, fam, you know what the rules are. It's been pounded to our heads for the last 2.5 months or so. You should know better by now. So I think I'm going to go ahead and go with that side. We all know what's going on. Nobody's dumb.
If you're caught with a large party, say it's a graduation party, you're trying to celebrate your child right now, do you think that it should be a warning first? Or is police action and sanctions necessary?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 70s. Showers on the way. Mostly cloudy and 62 right now. Lee Summers. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Singer Donnell Jones is 47 today.
You don't know about that?
I've heard it. Model and actress Naomi Campbell is 50 today.
Yes.
And singer soloist member of New Edition, hey, Johnny Gill.
You're my lady, does your oh.
Come on, Brian. I'm going to teach you how to two-step today. Come on. He out here 54.
Happy birthday, everybody born on May 22nd.
Congratulations are in order for Quavo from the group Migos. He graduated from high school.
Congratulations. That, you know what? There's no need to make fun of it or no need to laugh, because there's a lot of people who go to high school, they might drop out or stop going, and they never finish later on in life. So congratulations to me, Quavo for finishing your breakfast.
And I'm excited that he posted this on Instagram to let folks know that this is important. He's a whole millionaire. He does not have to do it.
He doesn't.
But the fact that he did is honorable. He said, finally can say I graduated high school. A quarantine 2020, we lit. Now what college should I go to? Oh. Yes!
All right.
You remember when Lil Wayne went to the University of Houston?
Yeah, for a semester. Uh-huh.
He still went.
Okay. Congratulations, though, Quavo.
Young Jeezy is facing some child support charges, child.
He too old for that.
What you mean?
Damn! Jeezy like 40. He don't need to be going through no baby mama drama.
His ex, Malet Mahi Get. Gebremihidin?
Oh boy, he like him foreign, huh?
Gebremihidin. don't think I said it right. But she says he owes child support and they need some custody arrangement stuff updated. He agreed to pay her $7,500 a month for their daughter. He also agreed to pay an additional $30,000 per year for school tuition and fees and cover the cost of life insurance, health insurance, and to give Millette $30,000 toward buying a new vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Gotta watch the company you keep, man.
Well, you should stop at the Quick Trip and get yourself a derm, and you might be all right.
Make a store run.
That's all you got to do. If you don't want all this, it's 2020. There are many, many, many methods to not procreate if you don't want to.
Ow.
Speaking of procreation, Future tweeted some very disparaging things against his baby mama, Eliza Rain.
Sensational.
Just one day after she filed a lawsuit suing the rapper for slander and emotional distress, he tweeted, "Leave them ugly girls alone. Don't get high and treat an ugly girl pretty. Huge mistake."
I can smell the misogyny in the air.
He then tweeted, "Ugly girls be in imaginary relationships." Then he said, "You was really, really lucky. Relax. You crying over shoe money when you could have just asked for it. Relax. You act just like you look.
Oh.
Caught me slipping. Okay, so what?" But he got like what, 15 daughters? What if somebody do that to your 15 daughters?
Oh boy. Oh boy. Hey, karma is a heavy price. You know, sometimes men get daughters because of karma. So maybe there's something to learn here.
You know, I've been a big Future fan.
Oh, really?
I think that this is whack. I feel like this is whack.
It's super whack. It is. Let's keep it 100. You sub-tweeting, you know, your baby mama. Come on, dog. Pick up the phone and have a conversation with her.
Sit your ass
How old is he out here?
Future, he probably, what, 38?
He pushing upon 40's door.
Hold on. We need to figure this out.
We all are here together. He pushing 40's door.
He was born in 83. So he's 2 years older than me. So he'll be 37 this year.
Okay.
36.
He pushing. Don't act like you ain't pushing.
Sit your ass down.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We don't care about no stinking rain. We still getting out there on that grill this weekend.
Yeah, all right.
Socially distancing, of course. We about to burn them coals.
I barbecued in the rain before.
Turn on Hot 103 Jams on Memorial Day. Brian B. Shine and DJ Astro, DJ Mac.
Ooh.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
He's going down.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks planning graduation celebrations right in time for Memorial Day. One woman had such celebration and police were called. They showed up. Immediately fined her and cited her for having too many people. They say she had 30 people in there. She said, no, it was more like 15. Her issue is, I think they should have just warned me.
And I can see why she would say that. I really do. It's something positive. We're trying to celebrate, you know, a life's work to that point for the kids graduating from high school. That's an important milestone in a lot of kids' lives.
It is, but we got to protect each other from coronavirus.
We certainly do. I agree with you on that.
And I don't think anybody wants to prevent the young people from celebrating. I cried yesterday for 25 minutes when I watched a video of a young man. Yes. He was so excited, Brian, that he was graduating from a high school in North Nashville. He was in tears himself, and he yelled out, Miss Gleason, Miss Gleason, I got it. Talking about his diploma.
Sometimes high school is hard for kids, and for them to graduate is something to celebrate. But we got
it. It was a task for me.
We got to do it safely.
I worked every night from 4 until 12 o'clock at night. And then we'll get up and go to school. And by my senior year, I was off that.
You just done. Yeah, I get it.
I was like, man. I told my teacher, I said, look, you see this right here? This is my acceptance into college. Please don't prevent me from going to school. Because I knew I didn't have enough to pass that one class. I've always been terrible in math. I had to show her. I said, look, sis, I'm going to need you to go ahead and make this D possible so I can go ahead to college.
I got a story about college, too, but we'll get into that later.
So what do you think? Should she have been warned?
I have a lot of siblings. Mom has 7 kids and it's 22 grandkids that my mom has. So it's really hard for us to social distance with only 10 people in our circle when we get together. So I feel like we need like a lot of warnings, even though we know what's going on.
Y'all need a lot of warnings. Okay. Yeah.
But I feel like there are certain special cases. And I think in your case, it's a little different. It's not just friends gathering up with each other partying or, you know, friends gathering up with each other trying to celebrate a graduation. I feel like family, immediate family, that's a different case for me.
But see, how they got caught was they were playing music kind of loud. So if all 22 of y'all get together, y'all got to put your earbuds in.
Oh, wow. We don't have quite a party because it's already crazy without the earbuds. So if I got earbuds on, yelling at each other like, hey.
What's your name?
I'm Sashe.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You
are listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You okay over there? What are you doing?
I'm just washing my chips and hand sanitizer right now. Hollywood Casino finna open up on Monday.
Oh, Lord.
Gotta wash my, like I'm washing my dominoes.
You don't even go to the boat like that. Get out of here.
I got company coming this weekend. You know what we do when company come. We going to the boat.
Yeah, all right.
In a statement, they said, we've been working closely with the Kansas Lottery, Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission, state, local leaders, and public health officials to finalize comprehensive phase one reopening protocols and new health and safety precautions. We look forward to sharing details of our property-specific procedures upon final approval.
See, you are a bad influence. I want you to know that.
Why?
Because I wasn't even thinking about going to the boat. I ain't been to the boat since like 2009 to go in there and, you know, have a little fun. But now I'm thinking about the free drinks that you get. The sound effects ain't helping either. You
secondhand
know.
Smoke.
Well, you know, I'll deal with it if I can get a couple $100 or something. You know what I'm saying? You make me want to go, you know, play with my chips a little bit now.
Well, you go ahead with your chips.
You are a bad influence, man.
Another business that I know you're going to be sad about seeing close.
Who closing?
Victoria's Secret is going to be shutting down a quarter of its 1,100 stores in the U.S. and Canada over the next few months.
Now, how did you group me in that?
I know you done bought plenty of little short trips to the mall, little pink sweatsuits and other little various bras and panty sets. Don't act like you ain't ever bought a little miniature shopping spree.
Ew.
It wasn't a shopping spree, first off.
I said miniature.
$100 gift card.
That's miniature.
No, get out of here. You can buy one item, one nice item with $100 gift card in Victoria's Secret.
That. You can get more than one.
No,
that's for the
bras,
girls with the little boobies.
The bras
girls,
is expensive.
Girls with this. We can't go in there.
Stop grabbing yourself.
Well, I'm just letting you know, girls with ample bosoms is not going in Victoria's Secret. So those are the, you know, you like the lower end of the spectrum anyway.
Okay. I don't discriminate, all right? Anybody from Lizzo to Maya Campbell, all of y'all can get it,
what?
All right?
What?
I'm talking about the size spectrum. I don't discriminate. What's happening? 8 to 80, blonde, cripple, crazy. Or 1880, okay. Not 880, 1880.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, can I tell you the truth?
Yes, please.
When I saw that there was a Lifetime movie about the life and times of Lorena Bobbitt, I was actually very interested. Mm-hmm. In 1993, the Bobbitt last name made headlines. After years of allegedly being raped, beaten, and sodomized by her husband, Lorena cut off his penis with a knife while he was asleep in bed. The penis was subsequently surgically reattached, Brian, after somebody found it on the roadside. I've used Lorena Bobbitt's name in several conversations, and she's on the phone with us this morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us your story. A lot of folks have heard about your name in the headlines for a situation that happened many years ago, but a lot of folks don't understand the domestic violence that you endured.
That's right. That's correct. And that's why we have to actually make sure that people understand, and the conversations about these critical issues are there, especially now with the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic that is going on. Domestic violence was always a social epidemic, a public health epidemic that is affecting not only the United States, but around the world.
What exactly have you gone through since your life changed back when you had the incident in the 90s?
Well, I have become an advocate. I definitely wanted to raise awareness and prevention. I have opened an organization called Lorena Gallo Foundation to raise awareness and prevention of domestic violence and sexual assault through education at scholastic levels and community engagement. My main goal is to basically open an emergency shelter and provide immediately assistance such as housing, food, clothing, and a safe environment so people actually can escape domestic situation.
We're talking with Lorena Bobbitt, who's got a movie that will be premiering this weekend on Lifetime called I Was Lorena Bobbitt. You've heard her name, but her story was no joke. Did you witness domestic violence in your home as a child?
No, never. Never.
So how do you think it came about that you were a part of a domestic violence relationship?
I was an immigrant of young women. Who came from Venezuela, and my dream was basically to my American dream, this country, and basically my goal was to live the, you know, here, find a husband and raise children, and I did not dream never to go from courtroom to courtroom or from trial to trial. That is not the American dream, right? So I have learned over the years through everything that happened to me, the abuse that I endure at the hands of my ex-husband, how important it is to stay resilient. And I believe that when people watch the movie and see me narrating throughout the film, that it really shows that you can actually get away from these horrible situations if you're in a domestic violence situation.
Do you still have a relationship with your ex-husband, John Bobbitt?
No, that's what he is, an ex-husband. I divorced him.
So have you been able to find new love?
Yes, absolutely. My partner and I, we have been together over 20 years. We have a daughter together. We have a child.
Wow, that is beautiful. Shoot, there's hope for any and everyone. So if you got a couple extra pounds, girl, it means nothing. I mean, seriously, wow.
Yes, it's amazing that, you know, after all these horrific situations, you can actually find. And that's what I wanted people to see the movie, because my story is relatable to people, because you don't have to live in this dark situations of domestic abuse. You can change your life. There, everybody deserves to be happy. Mine basically has a happy ending. A lot of women, you have to realize that, don't, like the case of Nicole Simpson, you know, she was abused and she got killed. So it's a lot of women are getting killed in the United States because perpetrators, after they have domestic abuse charge, they still keep, you know, allowing to keep guns or firearms. And, you know, the women are in the most danger when they try to leave the situation. And that could be me. I could be killed. I mean, anything can be a weapon. In this case, I was choked or asphyxiated by John, and I almost felt like dying. I was strangled by him so many times. So I want people to know that you have resources now that you can reach out to, many resources through the internet. There's a hotline, National Domestic Violence Hotline. Before, we're almost talking about 30 years, I did not have the hotline available to me. I did not have a cell phone. I mean, 1993 we're talking about.
Right.
So a lot of things have changed, but there's a lot more to be done in order to protect women and children victims of domestic violence and survivors too.
I was Lorena Bobbitt, airing Memorial Day on Lifetime at 7 Central. Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the mid-70s. Showers on the way. Right now, you're cloudy at 63 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
This going to be me on Monday. Alexa, play Hot 103 Jams. For the Memorial Day mixes with Brian B. Shining, hey. DJ Astro, and DJ Mac. I'm excited all day long. While you're getting your grill on, that's what you need to be listening to.
Hot 103 Jobs.
And then later on that night, 112 and Jagged Edge doing the versus battle.
Hey,
it's going down.
You already know.
Oh.
I got 112.
Me too.
Yeah, I think 112, it'll destroy him.
Their first album, You Could Let Rock, from beginning to end, you did not have to skip anything.
There's one skipper on there.
I didn't have one.
Cupid.
Cupid is a good song, and I like
you
it.
You skip that all day.
Well, that would be what you think. So Lori Loughlin and her guest designer husband, Massimo, have agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges in the college admission scandal. Now, they were the holdouts. They were the ones who was like, we're going to fight this to the very end. And now they have given in. Of course, they were accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters, Olivia Jade and Bella, into the University of Southern California.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Put them under the jail.
So they've agreed to pay $150,000, do 100 hours of community service, and undergo 2 years of supervised release. He agreed to $250,000 fine, 250 hours of service, and undergo 2 years of supervised release as well.
What's a community service going to be? Playing at a celebrity golf tournament or something like
OJ?
Hopefully
it's picking up trash on the side of the road.
Sure. They ain't finna be doing that.
More than 50 parents and college officials were swept up in the scandal. Felicity Huffman was also one of those who was part of that foolishness. What you humming about?
Because that's a double standard, man. Because if you already know, somebody in our community get caught up in that mess, you already know what's finna happen. I don't like it.
I think this is a money situation above anything
else. That too? But come on, dog. Like, treat everybody the same. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, yo, ESPN is going to be telling the story of Tom Brady's 9 Super Bowl rings, 6 of which he won, in a 9-episode series called The Man in the Arena. Do you think this is going to be similar to Michael Jordan?
It's not going to be as big as The Last Dance. It's not. Let's get that out the way first.
You don't think so?
No, hell no. Because Jordan was such a revered figure. People love Jordan. It's only one person who I know didn't like Michael Jordan, and that's my older brother. He hated Jordan growing up.
Why?
I don't know. John's just a hater. He's just a blatant hater. But with Tom Brady, though, there's a difference. There's cheating scandals. People don't like him because of that. Of course, you know, people just don't like him, period, as just being a successful quarterback. But I am interested in seeing his story because when he was at Michigan, he was the backup. He wasn't a starter in college. And I just like to see what people persevere through to accomplish greatness.
Well, get ready, get ready, get ready. In the words of TD Jakes,
we're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Dominique.
All right, Dominique, let's see what you got.
Hit the park and parlay. Hope that your walk is away. Cause you and your girls wanna ride. Play all day, puff on the line.
Say what, say what, say what.
You know that I like it, baby.
Ooh. Girl, you know what's up.
And you know what I need.
What I need. Ooh, say what, say what, say what.
You know that I'm about it, man.
Oh, Lord. Congratulations, Dominique. She ain't sharing none of this $30 Kansas Lottery Summer Silverado prize pack. And if she win that $1,000 in stimulus cash, no dough.
I just wanted the people to hear my voice real quick. That's all.
Right. You sounded better than me. Ooh, you good.
Thank you. Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jam.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jam.
Balling on 10. Straight balling.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.